been 40 years since that dreadful day when a giant of a man went to a cold dark grave. And the marble stand at the mouth of that pit bears the name of a hero buried beneath the big giant. Yeah, Big John, Big Bad John. Now in the drizzling rain stands a tall young man before that old plaque holding a woman's hand. And she tells a story known to but a few about a man she says that the locals knew as Big John. It was a long time ago her story begins, when a man was judged by the color of his skin. Way down in Louisiana on a hot summer night, come a man she's remembered every day of her life, Big John. Yeah, Big John, Big Bad John. You see, she'd gotten off work and was headed for home. Three men came up as she was walking alone, and they dragged her screaming in a savage attack, when a dark shadow rose up behind their backs, Big John. It seems like a dream after all these years, as the old woman speaks through a veil of tears, how he drove them off like a cowardly pack, then knelt down to help her, but still pierced the back of Big John. Yeah, Big John, Big Bad John. In a flash of thunder, he swung a mighty blow that left a man lying dead in an alley door. And she begged him to go, not to stay, but to run. Then she asked him his name. He just said, John. Now, folks said he was a killer, a terrible man. But some knew the truth about what really happened, and both tried to find him looking high and low. Some searched east, others went north for Big John. Yeah, Big John, Big Bad John. Now a trembling hand wipes that marble plaque, stained with the years to a dark old black, reveals again these few words. At the bottom of this mine lies a big, big man, Big John. Yeah, Big John, Big Bad John. Yeah, Big John, Big Bad John. Yeah, Big John, Big Bad John.